This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zada's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's on you. 902 ESPN 97.5, that is on you. I really don't want to hear about your sleeping, though. Just check your Fitbit to see how you're sleeping, okay?
6 hours and 37 minutes last night. I've already checked it. Oh, I'm glad you asked. My sleep score is 87 last night.
What does 87 mean? Like out of what?
Pretty good.
2,000?
Out of 100, 87. Pretty good.
Wow.
6 hours, 37 minutes of sleep. I'm glad you asked about my sleep patterns because I can go into...
No one asked.
No one did.
John was curious.
No, I wasn't curious about it. We still haven't seen, though. So we're going to have play-in games in the NBA, right? We're not doing the soccer deal, right? The group stages.
Apparently not the group stages.
I hear people saying, I don't want to see any group.
Don't show no stupid kickball.
Yeah. I would like to see group stages in basketball.
If you're going to see it, it's going to be a mid-season tournament. I still think Adam Silver could try to do that with a mid-season tournament.
Really?
Well, not this year.
No.
But yeah, he wants a mid-season tournament like... what is it? The European Cup or whatever?
Champions League.
Those things have been hard for me to grasp as an Everton fan since 2014.
Well, you guys never do anything.
We've been to that before. Like everybody gets in that.
But, when were you in the Champions League?
No, I didn't say champions.
You mean the FA Cup?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a cup for England. Everyone makes that.
Everybody gets in.
You don't have to accomplish anything.
We actually do decent in that from time to time. Mm. But that's when it doesn't make – I didn't grow up with this, so I'm like, y'all care – Everton people, do we care? We care about this? This mid-season tournament?
Yeah,
it's not even our – what do you mean?
It's a prestigious tournament in that country, in that federation.
But I'm not – but it's so not an American thing, American sports. I'm not used to a thing inside of a thing in terms of, hey, we want – other than an all-star game – we don't win any other kind of, hey, let's shut the season down for a little bit and play this tournament.
He's not used to a thing inside of a thing. So.
Well, there it is.
There you have it. You got yourself another hotkey. Thank you.
This guy wants you to capture a hotkey.
I don't think he knows what he says most of the time. He wants me to start capturing everything someone says. No. You'll be in for it, by the way.
No, I never say anything that would come back to haunt me.
But
I
like the idea, though, with, I guess, the NBA. I think local fans wouldn't care about it either. Like, what's the big deal? But it would take some time, but I do think people get used to it.
It would get used to it. What are you afraid? People going to get on your lawn?
Now, if you lowered it to 70 games, maybe. Here's the concern for next year. October 12th is the absolute drop dead end date. Game 7 of the basketball season this year starts July 31st. The proposal is starts July 31st. Last day possible would be October 12th, right?
Right.
Playoffs. Well, obviously the seasons usually start late October. You couldn't do that. So this gives the NBA a chance to go to start around Christmas. But that's still only, you're still only talking about 10 weeks.
Well, but so, you've had all this time off.
I understand, but teams really are not going to have much off time. Players need to understand that this is your off time.
So, apparently, the week after the NBA Finals, the next week they're going to have the draft. So, then you're going to have some time off, but don't forget all of this time that you've had now. So, yes, it's going to be, and oh, by the way, only 22 other teams are playing. Now, they are talking about the other 8 teams actually having some kind of a round robin or some kind of a whatever, being able to play.
Why would you do that? They don't want to play.
Some. I bet you a lot of players do want to play.
Many players will not want to play in a meaningless game.
No, but they're not meaningless games. Practice. They're playing. You know what? A lot of guys are going to gyms right now. They go to and they're trying to find games and playing against other NBA teams that aren't playing. That would be fun. That would be good.
It's a pickup game.
Yeah, that's all. But players like to play.
Then don't make it compulsory.
It's not compulsory. It probably won't be compulsory. Okay. But
and don't have
but
teams.
Here's the deal. If they start at Christmas and they end in August,
but
you know
more,
what? That's
you have more players who would have to be quarantined. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they guys
probably more cost.
Nance, I don't know if you know this. Most NBA players are in gyms right now playing basketball.
No, but what I'm saying is if you set that up, you do have to have more people in Orlando, more to worry about that could contaminate others. The games that are going to quote unquote
or they
matter.
Do it in Vegas and everybody has
yeah yeah
time.
Now if you want to have it separate yeah, yeah, in Vegas yeah, yeah. yeah whatever
yeah
that's on y'all
that's well no that's actually
and the players might go
no players will go
yeah
so you started at Christmas and you end in August and guess what your head's up against baseball August baseball and
no,
that's it
well, I think we all are in favor I would like to see basketball start then
yes
I'd be fine with basketball starting then
it doesn't matter till Christmas anyway right now.
I think that's people who love basketball would completely disagree.
But they're not going to lose any of their basketball. Well, it's just going to start
it
later.
It doesn't matter. This year, it has to happen. Like that. You got to give them at least 10 weeks
but
off.
Again, I think a lot of this stuff that's being implemented has got a chance to last.
I do, too.
This play-in thing has been not so much on the table, in the forefront, but it's been people have talked about it before, and this is a good way to not tank. This is a really good way, a play-in where – you've got to play your way in, and you find out, man, we still got a shot. Let's keep going here. We got a chance to make the playoffs. Even if we're four back with two to play, we still got a chance to make the playoffs.
That's my whole thing is this is your opportunity. If you've ever wanted to try stuff, now is the try stuff year. Because you have the shot, you have the cover of, well, COVID, reduced season, this, that, and the other. If you wanted to try, like the Major League Baseball is not a, hey, let's try something league. They're not a let's try something league. The NBA is liable to try something.
No.
Now the playing games, I would even suggest you already have started the season, so you can't alter rules or anything like that. But structure of playoffs, you can. I would be as aggressive as possible. Things that you really are legitimately considering, put them in. Throw them in. Major League Baseball could do the same thing with their whole season if they wanted to. If they were... We talked about, what if there's a 36-game season? Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Every game is substantial. If baseball really wanted to try stuff, now is the time to do it.
How much more would people be interested if, let's say, you had a 36? 36 is low. A 50-game season.
Every city, the give-up cities would care more.
Absolutely, every city would care more.
Yes,
because every game would be bigger. And so that's why the NFL is great. You only have 16 games, man. Every one of these is so important. If you only had 50 or 60 major league games, every single one of them would be huge and fill up your stadiums. But no, everybody's got to be greedy. We got to have 162 game seasons. So, well, Dell doesn't want a reduced season. That's
I've
for
been
sure.
proposing an 80 game baseball schedule for a while.
If economically, Dell, if it was feasible.
No one's asking for you to step in and make
what
fundamental changes to a sport you hate.
Let's make baseball more interesting. 80 games is enough to determine who are the best teams in baseball.
It really is.
Honestly,
it really
to be perfectly
is.
Honest with you, it really is.
It really is.
If baseball was like basketball, now, in that case, you're talking about physically, you can't do you'd have to schedule it in such a way that you could have three-man rotations. So you'd want a three-man rotation, which means your schedule would have to be such that it wouldn't do damage to the arms. But in the case of an 82-game schedule, that's probably what you would have. You'd have to fundamentally change. Boy, you want to talk about a strange conversation. Let's talk about a hypothetical 82-game or 80-game baseball season, but maybe a three-pitcher rotation.
Well, why? Oh, you're saying...
With a bunch of bullpen pitchers.
Oh, so you're saying the season would last this long, you're just going to spread it out.
You have to, so you don't do arm damage.
Well...
You wouldn't need five-man rotation. Who would want
damage?
A five-man rotation? You
well,
want
but
your
if
best
you,
pitchers.
If you cut the season in half, you would. You'd still have to if you played
why in the
every
world
day.
Would you want a 5-man rotation?
Well, if you played every day, you'd have to have a 5-man rotation.
I'd rather take four. I'd rather have three. Get my best pitchers.
But if you played every day, you can't have three. You'll destroy their arms. Yeah, what are you talking
but
about?
But if baseball fundamentally changes, you wouldn't play.
Well, that's if you separate the games.
Why can't
as
you
a play
do it
as opposed to shortening the season?
Right, like basketball does.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, Well, but you can't count on that, though.
But you also can't travel school. Like, there's a reason you play a three-game series.
Right, so you could stay in the city for 3 days.
But you might do a travel situation where you don't have a game for 3 days. Instead of a day off, you may get 3 days off to help pitchers' arms. Look, baseball statistics are magical. It's historical. I grew up on it. All the numbers used to matter more, certainly before steroids. But we all know you looked at the baseball cards and you look at the back of them. And baseball stats mean more than any other statistics in any other sport. It's not even close. And the charm and the history of baseball, realistically, what would be best for their sport, in my opinion, and I know baseball purists certainly doesn't agree with this, but I do think for what you are dealing with, 12-year-olds, 22-year-olds, a shorter season where every game is super substantial or adds added significance, I think it's important. I think it's important for every team to feel like they have a legitimate shot. And I feel like if you, you know, what would be best for baseball is to have hard caps, to have more parity like in the NFL, to set it up almost like an NFL where you had an opportunity.
It's like fantasy land he's living in.
Oh, no.
Hard caps, revenue sharing, shortened season.
Revenue sharing is what they have.
Three-man rotations.
No, they have revenue sharing.
Yeah, but it's not even a close to form of revenue sharing.
No, I'm saying, yeah, in your they sport. Don't share, they, yeah, no, you're, no, you're right. No, those things aren't done, and guess where your sport is?
No. Do you think
what would be best is to do it like, I don't know, leagues that are succeeding? Mm-hmm.
Would baseball baseball people, fans, writers, whatever, be opposed to the 81, let's say we cut the season in half, 81 games, you make it more like football where most of your series are played on the weekend, and then you have highlight games on Mondays and Thursdays, but you're spreading them out so like to keep stress off of players' arms. You kind of make it like a football schedule. In certain times,
that sounds like a basketball schedule.
Or basketball, actually. However you want to describe in terms of weekend games, your three-game, four-game series, and then you have your highlight games. Oh, the Astros are playing the Dodgers on a Thursday night.
Right.
Things like that, but you still have a shortened season in terms of actual games.
Like, here's your three-game series against the Brewers, for example.
On the weekend.
But on Thursday, the Astros and Dodgers might
have a one-day, and you have 3 days to travel.
Yeah. Play a four-game series, but that would be a four-game series.
Yeah, but it starts
the
on
Dodgers
Thursday.
The Dodgers and Astros would play four that weekend because they're playing on Thursday
maybe
night.
Hold one off.
And they're playing on Thursday night.
It's a lot of additional expenses to be in a city and pay guys to not play. You know what I'm saying? You still have hotel expenses.
No. You'd play Thursday through Sunday.
Right, but Dell's talking about a separate, just a headline game, a one-game series against the Angels.
The headline game would be a four-game series as opposed to all the three-game series.
And the headline game is Thursday night.
Yeah.
Or you play three games with
or
the
Monday
Dodgers.
Or Monday night, you play either Friday
way,
through
if
Monday.
If you have a geographical, you could do three games against the Dodgers Friday. You know, you do Friday, Saturday, Sunday with the Dodgers, and then you play your Thursday game against the Angels. Or you play a Tuesday
or
game
San
against
Diego
the Angels.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah, or San Diego. I mean,
baseball will have to get creative, and we know they don't like that.
Yeah, that would take. I mean, we're talking about,
ain't about that.
a complete overhaul of how baseball's played.
Guy who keeps score at the stadium is really mad at you guys. Yeah, if you keep your own score these days, you're like, shut up. Oh, you guys shut up because this is too stupid. We love baseball the way it is.
Yes, and if you go three-man rotations, you would have a ton of, like, the bullpens. The idea of five or six innings would be a lot for pitchers. Especially if teams would rather have a guy going five innings than eight innings if you had a tighter schedule. If you said, well, we're playing 82, but we're still playing him in a shorter period of time, well, you want Verlander throwing as many games as possible, but you would have to worry about his arm. This is all hypothetical. None of this is happening.
Nothing is happening. 9:15 ESPN, 97.5. When we get back, we haven't talked about Zion yet. We'll do that.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 919 ESPN 97.5. We got to talk about Zion. Oh. So a judge has ruled that he is going to have to answer questions under oath about the accusations.
Yeah.
About the Duke accusations, about taking money.
Cat's out of the bag. Major college athletes are being paid.
What does this mean for
amounts of money?
Coach K?
Well, it depends on if he ties up to university or just shoe.
True. And I think, though, that there's been my accusations about university.
My guess is it's not going to get back to K.
Adidas,
he's going to say, it's outrageous. We will not stand for this. We're going to get back. We want to make sure that we maintain the standards that Duke has set for years and years. But it's like Rock told me when he was, never mind.
Ford's attorney tried to get Williamson to admit that his mom and stepfather had received benefits, including gifts and money, from people acting on behalf of Nike and Adidas to encourage him to wear company products, along with receiving benefits from individuals affiliated with Duke to entice Williamson to play for the Blue Devils.
There he is, insulated. That didn't get back to K. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Well,
and he will lay everybody out. Like, he's going to snitch on
like
people.
That.
He has to. He's under oath.
The whole prostitution thing over at Louisville with Patino, and he said, I didn't know anything about it. There isn't anything. Do you think there's anything in the Duke at Duke that Coach K doesn't know anything about?
Oh, yeah. I think how boosters maneuver. I think Coach K, maybe this is totally speculative. I'm not accusing anybody of anyone. Of anything, in case somebody wants to throw out a lawsuit.
Kind of sounds like you about to. If you have a disclaimer,
yeah,
that says I'm not accusing anyone of anything.
I'm not accusing anyone of anyone. There's nothing even alleged here. But what I am telling you is that there is a chance that a head coach or anyone in charge of any major business company or organization could have plausible deniability by saying, I don't want to know anything. Don't tell me anything. And then they don't. And they do have plausible deniability.
Just get me Zion.
Well, if you're going to recruit, well, here's the thing. If you're going to recruit the very best players in college basketball, this is what has
happened. You got to pay.
This is what's happening. You're not going to get guys for free.
You got to pay. That's all.
Okay. Players are getting paid.
But
the good ones, the really good ones.
This will be interesting to see.
It's a 1-year deal. It's a 1-year payment in many cases. Right? Listen, one and done, it makes it a lot easier for college basketball. And if you're dealing with how these players are wrapped up in AAU systems, in shoe systems, Nike, Adidas, whoever, you're wrapped up in the shoe game. I was told by somebody close to AAU that everything changed. The shoe companies changed everything. The shoe companies turned it into the money. That it became where AAU
Sonny
companies
Vaccaro.
Started having. Yeah, I mean, he was the first big one. When they started realizing the shoe companies started funding AAU and then colleges simultaneously became big. I remember when my dad coached football at University of Houston, we would get, like, as a family, I want to say $200 worth of Nike stuff for free every year. We got to order it, which it was cool back then. I mean, you could get shoes around $180 or whatever. So I'd get a pair of Nikes for $40 or whatever the case would be, and maybe a pair of warm-ups, something like that. My mom didn't order anything. So me and my brother, my sister would get some stuff, my dad, whatever the case may be. But that was before Nike was a big deal. We're talking about the
80s. Was this before Butter King?
It's before, yes. It's before Jordan.
Before Michael Jordan?
Yeah, it's before Jordan.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Right about the same time.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how Zion plays now. If this is, you know, when stuff is going on behind the scenes, sometimes it affects players. We'll see if this is going to affect Zion at all, because he thought he was going to, you know, he had the suit that he was asking the judge to dismiss these, you know, and he wouldn't have to answer these questions. Judge said, nope, got to answer them, Zion. So, and you got to answer them under oath. And sometimes stuff like this affects play. We'll see how he plays when he comes back, because they will be coming back. 713-780-3776. All right. Here's a question. Name the 5 most explosive offenses in the NFL this season.
In no particular order, obviously Kansas City.
Kansas City would be one.
I would say Saints have to be in there.
They're not on this list.
They're not. You're not saying this because Texans are in there.
Well, are you going to say Texans or
no? No, I'm not saying Texans.
Neither did they.
Oh, I was going to have to stop playing this game and move to the next story. explosive offenses. Do they have Arizona in there?
Nope.
You can't.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Let's see.
One's going to be obvious to you.
Okay, hold on. Nobody in the AFC North. Not Green Bay. Not anymore.
Well, you just passed somebody. AFC North.
No, I mean NFC North. AFC North.
AFC North.
It's not Bengals. Oh, they're going to say Browns.
Baltimore.
Oh, golly. Of course. Yeah. Explosive offense. Yeah, you have to.
You got to. Who's the most explosive player?
Baltimore, KC. Browns aren't in there, right?
No.
I know Coward was really going. I mean, they have a chance to be. We said that last year, too. Maybe with a little less attention.
But they've got somebody that'll surprise you.
There's nobody in the AFC East. In the West, it won't be the Raiders, won't be the Chargers. We've already said the Chiefs. They don't have, no, it can't be Titans.
Mm-mm.
No, NFC East. You know what? With CeeDee Lamb, I'll say Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah. Is that the one that surprised me?
They got third.
Was that what's supposed to
That's
surprise
one
me?
That one I thought would surprise
CeeDee Lamb is kind of a game changer in that one, potentially, at least from a perception standpoint. I will say also on that list, you know who really actually should be on the list is actually the Rams.
They're not.
With Cooper Kupp and I think the Rams.
They did get rid of Cooks.
Yeah.
They did get rid of Gurley. I mean, I don't know.
They probably have Tampa.
They have Tampa.
I don't think Tampa should be on there.
They're Tampa's fourth.
So they have Tampa, but they don't have New Orleans.
But see, they've got playmakers though, dude. Even, you know, I know Brady's older and he's not as good and blah, blah, blah.
They don't
blah,
have
blah.
New Orleans.
They don't have New Orleans. The fifth team they have is kind of surprising.
Who?
San Francisco.
Yep. No, that's a good one.
No, but they're such a run-oriented offense. That's not what I would call explosive.
But go look at their numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Jimmy played well. I mean, I think he did that Super Bowl is going to be held against him. Actually, the whole playoffs, he didn't throw the football. He it was like Bob Greasy the whole playoff run. They were just running the football. Like, what Bob Greasy? What did he have? One Super Bowl where he threw six times or something? And that was what.
You ready?
Six or seven passes.
Run pass. Who do you think is the heaviest run team in pro football?
The heaviest run team is the Titans.
Ravens.
The Ravens. Well, because their quarterback runs.
Tennessee is fourth. You know who's two? Niners.
Yeah, well, of course.
But they're 51-49.
Well, go look at their playoff games. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 80 yards.
How many teams do you think have more that ran it more than passed in pro football?
How many teams ran more than they passed the football?
Mm-hmm.
Probably four.
Three.
And it was at the Titans?
Ravens 57-5. Titans were actually 49-8 to 50.2. So technically more pass than. Now remember, good teams are going to run more.
Yeah.
Because they get ahead. So the top three are the Ravens, the Niners, and the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings at 50.5. The Houston Texans were 44.8% run, 55.2 pass. They were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine in the league.
Top 10 offense.
Now, how many teams run versus pass in 2016? How many teams ran the ball more than passed in 2016?
Oh, probably in 2016?
It's kind of a trick question.
Yeah, probably none.
Same passing. Actually, you're right. Buffalo Bills, 50.93, were number one. Dallas Cowboys, 50.8. And after that, everything was passed. There's actually less running.
Then.
Yeah, in 2016. Now, if you take it all the way to 2012, that's a little different, but not a lot. 56% Broncos, 53% Texans, 52%, that's Gary Kubiak's Texans. And that's actually a really good Texan team,
yeah.
2011.
Well,
Arian Foster. 52, 49ers, 51 Jags, 50-50 Dolphins. So even we're not seeing a huge variance in run pass. For about the last decade almost, it's a passing league.
Yeah.
And it's been a passing league for quite some time. What I think we're going to get back to, the RPOs will get us back to a little more balance with run pass, because you do have a chance to run the ball out of run pass.
Right.
RPOs.
Well, right. And look at the Ravens are more run. In large part, how many times did Lamar carry the ball?
Yeah, exactly. Now, if I ask you plays per game, who is getting the most plays per game in, per game? That's a tempo issue.
Arizona.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
67, followed by New England Patriots, 67. The Arizona Cardinals, hey, you still have to be able to get first downs.
That's true. To have more plays.
So it's kind of tricky. Where do you think the Texans were?
Texans plays per game? Plays per game, I think that they were probably middle of the pack.
They were middle of the pack. They were tied at 61 with about 1,000 teams. Technically, they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Because it's such an exciting
there
brand
they
of football.
Are at number 16, the Houston Texans.
That's right.
Snuggled all nice and cozy in the middle of the
pack.
That's
what they do. If any statistic. If
we need more plays, a tempo, go fast. Middle.
Right there in the middle.
But to be fair, Eagles and Patriots were tied at 67. Where do you think the Chiefs were?
Wow, that's funny. You would think that they would be up there too.
Yep.
Third?
No, they are, let's see, 32, 31, 30, 29,
28, 27, 26. They're 26th in the league in plays?
Maybe.
Well, you know why, though? Their defense wasn't off the field a lot.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So you have to take into account. See, this is why looking at data is interesting, but you have to put context to it. That's a good point. 59 plays per game. What?
Did their defense give up? How many plays was their defense on the field?
Exactly. You have to look at that. I don't know. I'd have to see what this is, but you'd have to look at that.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to talk about their running plays per game, who ran it the least in the NFL? Dale, you have a guess?
Tampa.
You would think so, but Tampa is actually.
Well, how do you throw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions and
they're ninth? But they only ran it 39.4% of the time.
Yeah. Who ran the ball the least?
They're tied with the Chiefs for running least, ninth. Running at least, the Dolphins are next to last. Not a good team. Playing come from behind.
Right.
Would make some sense.
Throwing a lot.
The Falcons. 34% run plays.
Wow.
They didn't run it well either. They want to get back to running.
Yeah.
Every team wants to be able to run the football. Every team wants to. The Giants, here's the worst. Falcons, Dolphins, Giants, Panthers, Chargers, Bengals, Rams, Chiefs, Bucks.
Fewest runs.
And Jaguars.
All
under 40% running.
Run.
There's not a lot of wins in there. Chiefs had wins. Chargers were okay. Yeah, they weren't that great last year either.
With 20 interceptions.
Yep.
Phil, hey, Big Philly, you had 20 interceptions. I don't know if you heard. 932 ESPN, 97.5.
Their tip passes.
ESPN, 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 935 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to come in here and hang out with us. You are more than welcome to do that. So let's go. 713-780-3776, the number to call in here. I got Art is now going to be tuned in to the we're going to have Jason Alexander talking golf next Thursday as the PGA Tour starts up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the Charles Schwab at the Colonial in Fort Worth.
Ooh.
That's right. And Art's going to give me the questions for Jason.
I'm going to have some action on that.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
No, no, no. It's the only sporting event, real live sporting event. NASCAR doesn't count. Nobody watches that.
Be honest with you. I was hoping to lock in on Bundesliga.
And you don't.
It didn't take as much as I was hoping.
Well, and it's funny. Who was it just tweeted out a little while ago? Said, yeah, you know, this whole, guess what those huge numbers are that we're starving for all sports. You know what Lance Armstrong's numbers are on his, on the documentary?
Stink.
Yeah, not good.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Lance is different. Well, first of all, the Jordan documentary came at the perfect time.
Right.
On the heels of Tiger King, and we're still in the midst. And yeah, it was perfect time. I thought Sunday night it was appointment viewing. Did you ever think the Lance?
I haven't watched a second
documentary.
Of it.
I heard he comes off as a tremendous a hole.
Right.
A tremendous.
Have you watched
a-hole.
It though?
No, because I'm not interested in Lance.
No.
At all.
It's a bunch of white people riding around.
No, that's not my thought. I just don't care about Lance.
That's my thought.
Cycling gets you excited, John?
I don't have any. There's no dark meat in there like me.
Yes, there are.
Stop
lots of Italians.
Calling people meat. That's all. I would just say, stop doing that.
Well, it just seems like I'm dark meat, and I'd like to see some.
Mm. Oh, do you watch Italian league soccer? Serie A?
Yeah.
When Ronaldo's not playing, who's not Italian anyway?
Yeah.
No, you don't. That's a lie.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, for what's his name?
For who?
The one guy.
What one guy? You watch, so what's his name?
The
guy with
Balotelli.
The thing.
What's his name?
You watch, right? Mario Balotelli?
Yeah.
You watch for him?
Yeah. When he wore the orange Crocs?
Yeah.
What team does he play for?
He had the Kitchens with the orange ponytail. Mario Balotelli with the orange ponytail. And he's a New York guy in the movement, and the Me Too got him.
No.
With the orange Crocs.
No. Rocco Baldelli, the Tampa Bay manager.
Once again, wrong.
He plays for Roma.
No, he does not play.
Well, he plays in Rome when they play against Rome.
Well, yes, if he plays a game against the Roman team in Rome, he plays in Rome. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
For that analysis.
See, that's exactly right. I knew that.
I was just making a Mario Batali joke. Neither one of you picked up on the orange Crocs. Horrible.
Okay, foodie. We get it. You like food.
You're talking about the food guy?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's orange Crocs.
And who knew he wears orange Crocs? What the hell?
I don't know. That's like...
Didn't he get canceled? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he got me too. And he's like, hey, I think you got a little something on your shirt there. Like, whoa, hey. Oh, my Mario. Whoa.
You got something?
Oh, yeah. He's done. He's been done.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Say, that's got to be. He was on some afternoon show, wasn't he?
With other chefs or cooks. I don't know all the names. But yeah, it was called I think it's called the Chew or the Bite or the Taste. Or,
I think it was the Chew.
You put four people together. You had the something, and then you got a show.
Yeah, it was the Chew. Yeah.
The Chew? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was on there, and then he wasn't.
And then he wasn't anymore. It was like Kevin Spacey. He was around, and then he wasn't.
And then he wasn't. And then poof.
And then he's
gone. The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing people he didn't exist. And like that, he was gone. Like, you didn't know that Kevin Spacey was actually given lines out in Usual Suspects as verbal Kent for his own career at some point. You didn't know that.
I didn't know it.
Yeah, he foreshadowed.
Dell, your mic was on during the break.
Yeah,
didn't say anything.
No, I didn't say anything until when Lance asked me about the Great.
The Great. Somebody recommended The Great, so I'm going to check that out on Hulu.
The Great on Hulu? I can't get Hulu anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Seems
subscription
impossible.
Ran out, or somebody didn't pay their bill. I don't know.
You know, well, you know how to get it back, right? You re-up.
No, but
Do you think they have
the money to get a Hulu subscription?
Yes.
We're out. We're totally out of money right now.
Huh.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the Hulu thing again? What's the subscription price again? Because I feel like John lives in a place where people would say, yeah, you can get the Hulu thing if you really want it.
Oh, no. Actually, I do get it on my TV outside. Yeah.
You can watch Hulu. Yeah, hey, John has got all the streaming services. Let's not be fake here. We know he does.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
I got one through my daughter. I got another one through
So how many?
Frankie's friend. But she didn't pay her credit card bill.
Hold on.
Yeah.
How old is Frankie's friend?
Well, her family got it. Her family didn't. pay for it. Her friend didn't.
I mean,
is
so you
just
are using
sign up for Hulu and be done with it.
So you're using the account.
I had to sign up for Prime.
You throw your money away on TV shows you don't ever watch on your standard.
Oh my God,
satellite
the whole. I don't watch any.
Well,
of them.
How many other shows do you even watch? Stations.
Yeah,
I'm down to probably about 8 stations. Realistically, if I wasn't so chicken bleep, I would cut cords. But for me, it's about DVR and sports.
Yeah,
I have to. It's like. And now supposedly they've got a DVR. Like I just saw a commercial where it said for cord cutters who still want their DVRs, and there's some type of technology. I don't know what it is, but
the streaming services allow for that. I think Hulu Live TV, if you ever wanted it, does that. I think Sling does it too. YouTube TV does it.
Well, now they have Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus is a $14.99 package for all three. Your family should be getting that.
Yeah, they should already have it.
What is it, Disney?
Wendy should have a username and password. Disney, ESPN, and Hulu.
I get ESPN through my cable.
No, ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus.
Oh, I bought that. I actually bought that. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
ESPN Plus.
Did you give it to Frankie's family?
Nope.
In return for what you took from them?
Nope. Gave it Frankie's friendship.
I've cut the cord. With no sports, there's no real reason for me to watch.
Right now, you're right.
I don't have a legit service. I watch Hulu, Netflix, and Prime, and I get the internet through my cable company. But I don't actually have a TV service right now.
See, I signed up for 2 years though. I'm screwed.
You can put a pause on it too.
Oh, you can.
I'm glad you reminded me. For what in the world? I've thrown money away the last 2 months. Now, if I cut back on my service, what it could do. Is cut out some of the shows that my mother-in-law and the kids are watching. Bonanza goes away, probably, I'm guessing.
Bonanza.
I'm guessing Big Valley goes away.
Who's the cook on Bonanza?
I have no idea.
Well, you don't?
Haas?
No, Haas is not the cook.
He eats. I don't know. Michael Landon's character?
No, that's
Gary.
Lil Joe. No.
Charlie Boy? Gary? Rocco?
Soda Pop?
No, it's not.
I have no idea who the cook is. I don't really sit around to watch it.
Hop Sing.
Oh, there's the setup. There's an angle here. I'm going to fall into that trap.
Top Sing. Victor Sinyoung.
Top Sing?
Oh, yep.
You can watch Bonanza on Amazon Prime. Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
You can just watch it there.
But Mimi's not going to know how to do that.
Yeah, she actually is.
Oh, is
she's
she?
Learned the controller pretty well.
Yeah, she?
She's got skills, yeah.
You have to pay per episode. Sorry about that, Mimi.
Oh.
You have to pay for episodes.
Yeah, they're not just paying for a show that came out 90 years ago.
They're
not doing streaming, so, unfortunately.
Of course, my wife is watching 6 Feet Under, which came out 90 years ago, seemingly, on HBO. Like, if you're going to start a new show.
What's next, Weeds?
I know. My wife almost started a new show, 6 Feet Under. I'm like, what? I ask you to watch shows with me all the time. You binge. I don't want to binge. What? Okay, well, fair enough.
Well,
why don't you watch shows I've watched that I tell you are good that you don't even watch?
Yeah.
Watch Succession. You can get through those. No, I'm going to watch.
Oh, she likes Succession.
6 Feet Under.
She doesn't want to take advice from him. She wants to come to it on her own.
Yeah, it's a personal thing.
What does Madi want to watch? The Ten Commandments or?
No, Bonanza.
Did you ask Madi what she thought of the president and his speech in front of the church?
Little House? No, well, but shielding her, she would not be.
What?
She would have said some ugly things.
No, she would have said, oh, look, our great president with the Bible.
You think
love him.
She would have said?
Yeah.
I can tell you this. One show that she is intrigued by is Little House on the Prairie.
What?
Now, those are some nice dresses.
She covers things up.
Ruffles around the neck, like, oh, I can barely breathe. It's so high up here. Oh, it's awfully hot with these burlap dresses on in the middle of the frontier time.
Madi likes a good bonnet.
Oh, she loves
a
good bonnet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good bonnet.
Covering up.
Yeah.
9:45 ESPN, 97. Yeah,
under his eye.
Well, that's a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What is it?
Dell, have you seen I bet you've seen A Simple Favor.
The one with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick? Yes.
It's a good one. You'll like that one, John. You can watch it on Hulu. Just ask Frankie's friend's mom if she can get you the password.
Uh-huh.
And then watch A Simple Favor.
Oh, I like it already.
You'll like Blake Lively.
I like Blake Lively.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yep, but it's a good show.
Oh, it's a show?
Well, it's a movie. It's just a
movie. It's a movie. Huh? Okay. Anna Kendrick. She just came out and said she's not doing any nude scenes.
Did she ever do nude scenes?
No, but not she said she ain't doing it.
Oh, well.
No, don't start asking for them now, Dell, is what she's saying.
I wasn't asking.
For all you pervs out there asking me to start doing some nudies, usually doesn't it work the other way where, like, I did some regrettable stuff early in my career. I wish I hadn't.
I didn't have much power or control.
Yeah.
But now that I do, I won't. Well, she's in a new, I don't know why it came up, but she's in a new, maybe it's this, she's in a new show on HBO Max where it's about relationships and sex. So maybe people were like, well, you're in a show like this. Why aren't you doing nude scenes on HBO? I don't know. But no, who was looking for that? Like, were people pushing her for
that's
that?
What, I don't know. Everyone knows she's made it.
Yeah,
she didn't have to do that. Scenes?
Well, no, she
just never had to, Dell.
Then she just
what do you mean
she
doesn't have to?
Why do you keep saying my name
you
like that?
You said she doesn't have to do things. She never did have to do that, Dell.
You said that. You just said she made it. I didn't say that. You did.
I know. You said, yeah, she's made. Yeah, you go, yeah, she doesn't have to do things now. She never did have to.
It's so
that's the point.
Do you have like a flower emoji next to your handle on Twitter? What's wrong with you? You're one of those people now.
What is the flower emoji? Is that a
left wing socialist? That's what you are.
Oh, the rose.
Yeah, the rose.
The red rose. Yeah. I've seen that.
Who are you?
The rose. She never. That is just so weird. Okay, I'm not doing nude scenes. Yeah, you're like kind of an A- star right now. Not a superstar, but I would put her as a movie star.
And you actually, you particularly have
to do some credit card.
Yeah, she's done that stuff. And she's
Jennifer Garner does.
No. Anna Kendrick does some.
She's done some commercial stuff.
Some commercials.
Too. Yeah, and you've never been a person in movies that we thought you were that person.
Never.
No.
You've
never been in those type of movies.
Now, Blake Lively. Yeah, now that's a question for her.
Well, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's a question you like her to answer,
A Simple
John.
Favor, you're the mousy girl. You're always mousy girl.
Yeah.
Me.
You're in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, you like me? I'll just drink some wine with you. Yeah, why don't you do this to my husband? What now? Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Now you just told me what the story is.
Actually, I can't even remember if that's what it is.
It's not. It's not that.
I don't think it is that. But it's something. A Simple Favor is like, hey, I want you to do something for me. Ooh.
All right.
That's why you'll like
it. Yeah, I like it.
And Blake Lively just sitting there being hot.
Yeah, she does that a lot. She does that everywhere she goes, I think. See, this is amazing to me. I'm just looking at different stories. But here's one. Archaeologists have found cannabis residue in an ancient temple in Israel. So, first of all, an ancient temple. We're talking about 8th century. We're talking about...
That's a little further back.
Yeah.
Than we're used to hearing.
So, but how is... Man, are you sure this weed just isn't going to disappear? I mean, the evidence is... So, like, you got no shot if you had weed at your mom's house. Because she's going to... Wait, I can smell that. What? What is that? What? Hey... Well, there's some seeds in this drawer. You know what I'm saying? But you'd think from the 8th century, I'd be able to get away with this.
That sounded like, you know, there's seeds in this drawer. Like, that sounds very specific.
So.
What's with this, Johnny?
Hey.
You know.
What are these seeds, stuff? Johnny?
Hey. Ma, had what? It's a plant. What are you talking
Sunflower
about?
Sunflower seeds, Ma. What?
But you'd think you could get away with it if you did it in the 8th century.
Yeah. Well, unless... Well, you didn't know... Well, let me just... Archaeologists go hard in the paint. They've got all kinds of technology to get...
Well, the carbon residue. The carbonite tells us...
This is how much was left over. I mean, that's a lot from the 8th century.
Damn. Somebody just stomped on a roach?
I don't know. No, it looks like the whole bag, the whole lid. They decided, and this thing was just left over. Gosh, that's awesome though. They were getting stoned in the 8th century in Israel.
In Israel is where it was.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Plant from the land.
And then apparently it was in a temple. Man, we're just gonna sit around, get wasted, talk about some God stuff?
Some God stuff. These existential questions we don't have answers to.
You tell me there were Cheez-Its found too? Cheez-It dust?
Cheese puff dust.
Hey. Oh my gosh, our carbon fibers are telling us we did ran some carbonized stuff and there's...
And pizza boxes.
And we found that there's actually white cheddar jalapeno Cheez-Its here also. And pizza. And yeah. And dust from cheese puffs.
I mean, I can't be sure, cheese but it flavored. Feels like the residue of double stuffed Oreos is present.
How do you know they were double stuffed? Well,
we saw found the easy to lift and seal lid from the new Oreos.
Man, soft baked chips Ahoy?
Oh, garbage.
Amazing.
I had this conversation with Solis one time. There are such incredible soft batch cookies being baked all over everywhere now. I remember when soft batch was the thing, like, oh my God, you can buy soft batch cookies in a bag like you talked about.
Yeah.
That was the biggest bunch of trash in the world.
I haven't bought them since I was a high schooler, but in high school, yeah, you throw them in a microwave a little bit. Yeah, exactly. You're good. Yeah, but it's been a while.
Now the concept of buying soft batch, like Michael's cookies from Pete's, those are on soft batch the whole time.
Yeah. Those are
Here's the secret.
Totally sweet.
Don't cook them all the way. The idea of a crunchy cookie makes me want to vomit.
And some people love them. Me, though.
Ruining this crunchy-ass cookie.
I'm out on crunchy cookies.
That's like John with his giant lasagna pizza in Chicago.
Eating with a fork.
They do call it Chicago style, John.
You get me triggered.
We know that's an easy trigger.
That's an easy
trigger. And they call it Chicago style.
It's stupid.
You insulted them a little bit.
That's the worst.
A little out of order.
No one in Chicago's ever eaten a deep dish. No one in Chicago's ever eaten a deep dish pizza, ever.
That's not what the media tells me. Really? Deep dish pizza's from Chicago. Get me a fork, put the sauce on top of the
cheese. You know who does it right? New York. New York does it right. The good people in New York with a thinner crust. That's the way you should be.
Frankly, the hype about Chicago pizza is
New York has
me.
Thinner crust. Chicago has
terrible. It's a gigantic piece and it's floppy.
Hey, Johnny,
and it's
Johnny, give me the vat of tomatoes so I can put it on the pizza.
Hey, Johnny, go get a fork so we can eat this pizza.
Give me a cheesecake thing so we can keep it nice and steady so we actually can cut it like a pie.
Johnny, go get me a cake pan, Johnny. For what, Mom?
Johnny,
bring a spatula so we can get a piece of pie out.
We ain't making...
Johnny, I told you, cheese first, then sauce. I told you, Johnny.
Then the noodle, then the sauce, then the ricotta.
The ricotta. Then
ricotta. The ricotta. And then the bugaboo.
Johnny. Pepperonis, sauce.
Now this is
then
a
the
pizza.
Ricotta.
This is a pizza here.
We gonna put the salchich. Come on.
The mozzarella.
I can't believe they did that to your people. Chicago people getting stuck with that lasagna pie.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Kind of like putting Houston on horses.
Right.
You guys ride your horses.
Where's your boots
around?
And your cowboy hat?
You mean like yesterday?
Yeah, Fifth Ward.
Yeah.
The guys from the Fifth Ward on horses.
And people are like, man, that's so Houston.
Man, guys from the Fifth Ward riding around on horses. This is the H. Instagram picture.
So the whole country saw that. That went viral.
They're like, see, I knew the horses were all over you. I knew that's Texas.
MJD was like, I told you, Lance. You've been lying to me.
Why y'all even the brothers are riding horses? I swear, MJD, it's not what we don't typically see horses. I was surprised myself I saw horses at the march. And then I was really surprised.
And who was on them? All right. 713-780-3776, top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.